Close your legs to married men, hooker.
Fabulous. Gone with the wind, fabulous. Okay.
You are psychotic, Jesus Johnny.
It's time for a reality check.
Here we go.
Yes, we are on Facebook Live because it is time to get your juicy gossip when it comes to these crazy reality housewives that we love so much on Bravo. So thank you, Andy Cohen, for being the genius that you are.
I know. I know. He is a genius.
He is. I don't watch anything else but Bravo.
I know. That's all we watch.
Yeah. Money makeup. Woo! All right, Tracy, let's first begin with the Real House of Atlanta.
All right.
I first want to mention Eva and Mike when they have that conversation in their kitchen.
Yeah.
I love the fact that Mike said, listen, honey, you really need to not run away from these rumors, and you need to sit down and you need to address what has been being talked about when it comes to our wealth and everything else, because in the end, you're just going to look guilty. So I think he's a really good person to have behind her as a supporter. So I'm really happy that they are together, even though I don't know if he is living off her money. Still waiting to be seen.
Well, I like them as a couple a lot. Yeah. And I do feel like they are really in love and they're a great couple. But I do think that there's some truth, definitely some truth to the rumors. And he's right. She looks very guilty.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that, you know, at that party, was it Candy's thing? It was the party the week before.
And, the OLG party?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Tanya was like, hey, girl, look, they're saying these things about you.
That's
and
what
she
it was.
Just bolted.
She did.
Like, why?
Well, she's like, I'm not going to listen to this. This is crap. And again, Eva saying the reason why people don't know, maybe I live here, I live there, because of the, what is she called? The father, the sperm donor or whatever, of her child.
And I don't believe that. Look, you're checking in all these places on social media.
Yeah.
You're on a reality show.
Right.
Girl, we all know where you are.
That's right. And if you put a restraining out against somebody, you definitely don't want to be on TV.
Exactly.
If you are worried about your safety and you have a child. By the way, can I just say that baby Mikey is the cutest baby
She's
in the world.
She's got the cutest kids.
I mean,
like, they're a beautiful family.
This was the baby. Remember that?
Yeah.
It was a good thing.
It's such a beautiful.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. She's gorgeous.
And then she is. And then also, I think too, what was I going to say? I think also she knew that this stuff was going to come out.
Yeah.
So she meets with Candy to say, look, we're going to move.
Right.
Remember? See, I just feel like she knew this stuff was going to come out. She knew the bridesmaid was going to say something.
That's
right. Yeah.
We will see more about that. Let's talk about, of course, Portia and her very sad revealing party. Okay, the girl wanted to have a carnival.
Yeah.
And the place looked like a really bad barbecue. And you could tell that the person that was putting on it, the party planner, he even looked depressed.
He looked terrible. I was like, I could go right now and we could put this party on ourselves. I'm not the biggest Portia fan, but I am happy for her.
Yeah.
Because I know how long she's wanted a baby. She's wanted, you know, the man of her dreams.
Oh, yeah.
I'm really happy for her.
She's had it all.
And when, you know, when they play those clips, too, I love when they play those clips from, 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
When she's like, I just really want to meet, you know, somebody or whatever. So you see all this stuff happening for her. I really felt for her at the gender reveal. I almost cried when she was crying.
This poor girl.
I felt
girl.
Really bad.
Because you, when you realize that you're having a baby, and if you're going to have your baby shower or a reveal party, it is your world. This is a wedding.
Right.
So it was really sad to see that. But I loved her hair blue, by the way.
I thought her hair was so cute, blue and then pink at the bottom. I thought that was so cute.
But you don't know.
But what was up with the gender reveal? So when they did it, she was like, what is it? What is it? Mine is blue. Everybody's is pink. What is it?
Yeah.
It should be one color, right?
She didn't know?
Yeah, it should all be one color.
Yeah, but she's adorable. All right, let's move on, of course, to the big hurrah. This is the Peach Bellini party for Cynthia with Seagram. So congratulations to her.
Yes, girl.
We have worked with them before.
Yes.
So we love them as well.
Yeah.
But, of course, big party, this is when everything escalates. This is what I thought was hilarious. Yeah. When Greg is hanging out with the other guys, I don't know if you realize that, he's like, oh my gosh, I haven't been able to eat food like this in a long time. This food is actually tastes better than my wife.
Oh, like, he said that?
Yes, you did!
I missed that.
Yeah, I had to rewind it. I'm like, did Greg really just say that? He did.
I love me some Greg.
Isn't he the best?
You see how he walks in a room and people are just are so happy to see him and be in his presence all the time.
He's like Santa Claus.
He is. I love him.
You just love him.
He really keeps her grounded.
Oh, for sure.
He's great for NeNe.
For sure.
Yeah.
Also, you know what? Let's just play this real quick because if you didn't all know on Instagram, as of yesterday, this was posted in regards to Greg's health. It is so exciting.
Yeah.
And it makes you realize that, wow, these shows, I mean, these happened like 6 months prior. I mean, we're on, you know, their life has changed already as we were watching it.
Mm-hmm.
So Greg, of course, has been taking chemo, and this was celebrating that he actually just completed six months of it.
One, two, three.
Yeah, it's the cutest thing. It's an Instagram of him in the hospital with all his nurses, and they're celebrating.
I love it.
That he completed again. That was back in 2018 of May.
And again, I will say, this is why I like Atlanta, one of the Housewives franchises, because they're real.
They're real. Yeah.
Where I'm sorry, but I feel like Beverly Hills, a lot of this stuff is very orchestrated because they don't want to share their real life.
They don't really know what's going on.
Yeah.
We do know what's going on because everything kicks it hardcore when we see, of course, Miss Kenya twirling on in to this big event. And it is on now between NeNe and Kenya. What do you think about Miss Cynthia inviting her?
Okay.
Right, here, I'll hold the. Hold. We're doing Facebook Live too, so we do five things at once.
Yes. Okay. Let me just say this. All right. All right. I agree that everybody can be friends with whoever they want. Mm-hmm. And no, she didn't necessarily have to tell her that she was coming.
Yeah.
But they are like best friends. Like they talk all the time. Like they are really tight. Why wouldn't you mention to someone, hey, you know, like if I knew that someone made you uncomfortable or you had some issues, hey, Chris, I know you're coming to this event.
Yeah.
I just want you to know, like, Joe's going to be here.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Just so you know.
Out of respect, a bestie friend.
Right.
You, of course, I totally agree. I don't know why Cynthia has decided to become shady with this.
I don't either. It's so weird.
Okay,
you just mentioned it. Of course, I have no control. You have no control over me, like, being their friend. That's my business.
Yeah.
But at the same time, too, why then are you... saying off camera, like mic'd, hey, I've got to keep up the story
the
about
story
how
line.
Can
yeah. I didn't know. It's a
know.
Surprise.
Like you're blatantly lying and you're on camera lying. What do you think about it?
Yeah, I think it's really wrong. And I do believe, hey, I'm sorry, if I have a friend that I like but you don't like, that's really not my problem, honestly.
Right.
I'm sorry that you don't get along, but I would never purposely put two people that don't like each other into a room. I would give them a respect. Hey, I want you to know it's my party. I want you both to be here.
Right.
I will leave it up to you to be mature if you want to be in this party or not. And it's just unreal. But let's talk about, I mean, because we're all supportive, but Kenya... Again, not look right. Do not wear a dress like that when you're like 9 months pregnant.
First of all, you're 9 months pregnant. Like,
girl.
Really, it's not good.
It doesn't look good
to wear. Okay. But then it looked really unusual. Like I told you, she was pregnant for like 12 months. Like it just looked really unusual.
It didn't. Something. I mean, I remember being pregnant, gaining 40 pounds and swollen from head to toe.
Yeah,
I get it.
Yeah.
But I think it was the outfit. Honestly, it was the outfit.
You think
and,
so?
And I also.
It looked really weird.
The shade came from NeNe when she's looks like a buffalo.
Well, NeNe was throwing so much. Oh, she looks great. She looks great.
Yes.
And she's like,
stop the lies, girl.
Is she having a buffalo or what? Yeah.
By the way, we want to say hi, of course, to Rebecca. I know Shaw's watching now on Facebook. So
what's up?
Love you.
Yes.
All right. Let's move on, by the way. So we will see more when it comes to this. Obviously, we're not sure if these two will be friends anymore.
I don't think they will. And
Sad. That
whole thing with Candy, I mic'd.
Yeah.
And she's like, I want to make sure we're all on the same page about
We will find
wonder
out,
why
girl.
She's doing that.
I don't know. It's really, really,
it's really sad.
Horrific.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Let's move on now, of course, to the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Let's talk Beverly.
Woo! It is all about puppies and cycling and making things happen and fighting and relationships being torn apart because of lies that Lisa Vanderpump assumingly has been creating, which by the way has been damaging every single relationship that she has. All of the girls are bonding together saying she's not right.
Right. Well,
she's not right.
And like I was saying before we got on air, Dorit is getting away scot-free, and she's not innocent in all this.
May, what are you talking about?
What are you talking about? And then she always grabs a napkin like she's crying. Girl, you're not crying.
It's because she just had her fashion squad put her makeup on.
Okay, girl.
Okay, she pays
for
that.
Because there's no tears. She just goes in the corner of her eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I will say, she is saying, like, people are threatening her, like,
which I
rights.
Believe. Yeah.
Yeah, her and her children. So I could see where maybe some of it was true of her being all upset. But the way she handled it was wrong. But, yeah. I mean, everybody seems to be letting her get away with it. And
well, here's a little bit about her sitting down. Of course, Radar Online, as we all know, is a huge prep site, is a huge gossip site. Take a listen.
Yeah.
I woke up yesterday to an article from Radar Online about this whole dog situation. And I know that Lisa fed that story.
Woo! Yes, she did. She said she knew. Now, she asked a question, especially when it comes to Kyle. Kyle is her dearest friend. Do you believe that she leaked this to Radar Online? And she's like, well, you know, we can't really assume that it is. And she's like, no, honestly, do you believe? And I think she does believe, and we know she believes that because she decides to finally go on over then to Miss Lisa Vanderpump's house. We all have been waiting for this trailer to be seen. Here you go. Here's the big fight again that I believe most likely has just ruined these two girlfriends.
And if you read the article, it sounds like it comes from your camp. It sounds like it comes from me. I didn't even read it properly, but all I do know is I went and spoke to TMZ that day. When they came to the Vanderpump Dog Center, I was just like, no. I put myself on the line. You always say when you look at an article, you have to see who it benefits, right?
Well, who would benefit from it?
Well, that was only like,
wasn't there some piece of
crap? And the Vanderpump Foundation's amazing. And it was bad for Dorit. So Dorit was like devastated, saying, you know, all these animal rights activists, people are gonna come after me. I'm in a really bad position here because—
Why are you in a bad position?
Because as your friend, I wanna say, that is not true. I don't believe that. But I don't, I don't feel that, Ken.
You think I'm gonna give a story to Radar Online and then I'm gonna go to TMZ and refute a story I've given to Radar Online?
That's what everybody thinks, yes.
Yes, and that is what everybody thinks.
Yeah.
You know, Ken really scared me. I've never seen that man so pissed off, but he backs his wife 100%. He even walks in and doesn't even understand what the conversation is.
Yeah.
He just automatically supports his wife, which is
he always is a great has husband. Over the years. Yes. I mean, that's I do like Ken and Lisa, and I love Ken for that. He always has supported his wife.
Yes, he does.
But the only thing at the very end was it was a little like when he pulled out the laptop and he was like, Do you think? And then he really got close to her.
What was the blurry pictures that he was showing?
It was supposedly the leaked article I think he was showing her.
I thought I saw like pictures moving. I didn't know if it was a video or something weird.
But that's when I was a little like, whoa, you know, he really got in her face. Yeah. And
so now we all know she was kicked out of the house and no one has spoken to Lisa Vanderpump since this very episode. And now months and months have, of course, gone by. So we don't know. Of course, the rumor is that we all know is that Lisa will eventually be quitting this show. How that happens, we don't know yet.
I think they're teasing
us good.
Because they gave us the the new housewife. They kind of introduced that new housewife.
I didn't get that. Who is it?
So whose house did Kyle went over to and she was speaking Spanish? Remember?
Yeah. No.
I mean, she was only on for literally like 5 minutes.
But people are thinking that this woman's going to take Lisa's part.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, we will see if that is true or not.
Yes,
it's
we
very
will.
Sad. Once again, all these relationships are being torn apart with these women that have hung out with each other for years. You know, where's the support? Obviously, they don't because that's how they make money, honey.
That's how they make money.
That's how you stay relevant.
Okay.
It's Reality Check right here with Chris in the Morning Rush. 93.1 Jams.
So nasty and so rude.